I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. China has fought its way to the top of the Olympic Medals League. It won more gold in these games than any other country, and it got 100 medals overall. That's second to the U.S., which had a total of 110. The new China news agency wrote today that China has set its name straight after being derided as the sick man of Asia. Jamila Trindle reports.
The games are over, but in China, there's still plenty of time to catch what you missed. Chinese TV channels feature nonstop highlight reels of the games, the ceremonies, and not least of all, China's battle to first place at the top of the gold medal tally. People were already celebrating China's accomplishment, even as the final competitions were still unfolding.
I'm very glad China won first place. China's competitive sports have made huge progress.
Though Chinese officials have downplayed the country's drive for gold during the games, the government planned to recruit and train athletes in sports that were previously not very popular in China worked. There were medals in archery, boxing, and beach volleyball. But medals aren't everything, says sports reporter Yang Ming, who's now covered five summer games for China's state-run news agency. He says China shouldn't draw too many conclusions from their gold medal count.
I want to write an article titled, Is China the Most Powerful Country in the World? The answer is definitely no. If all China gets out of the Olympics is gold medals, that's a failure.
Yang says he hopes China comes away with a love of sports that will inspire regular people to exercise and be healthier. China is currently going through a transformation, he says, where physical fitness is starting to be emphasized more, and people's attitude toward gold medals has also changed since the 1980s.
People at that time had extreme feelings about gold medals and success. For an athlete to lose in a game was thought to degrade China and show a lack of patriotism. Now it's really changed a lot.
The Olympics are still about patriotism. China is at the top, if one counts gold, and the American team still gets to top their charts by coming first in total medals. That does not mean Chinese fans didn't care about other countries' athletes, especially basketball fans like Fan Fei-Fei.
I like the American team. This year it's all the famous NBA players, and I often watch NBA games, so I really like all of them.
He says figuring out how to put together a good basketball team hasn't been as easy for China as some of the other sports.
This is the problem with China's sports system. The centralized system is good for sports like table tennis and diving, but it doesn't work for games like basketball and football, so China is not as good in those sports.
But he acknowledges the system was good for racking up gold while the games were on home turf. Chinese authorities will have to decide whether they want to make the same investment for London in 2012. For The World, I'm Jamila Trindle in Beijing.